Heavy rain caused massive flooding in the port of Galveston on Monday morning, causing guests who were walking to the cruise ship to wade through knee-deep water. Carnival Valor wound up departing an hour later than planned and is expected to return to the Gulf Coast port on Saturday as normal. Mobile, Alabama, and New Orleans are both expected to be impacted by Tropical Storm Gordon on Tuesday evening. Both cruise ports have stated that this will not impact cruise operations. New Orleans-based Carnival Triumph isn't expected to return until Thursday. Meanwhile, Carnival Fantasy isn't expected back in Mobile until later this week. And finally, Carnival Cruise Line dismissed the rumor that they are ditching traditional dining. There was a rumor circulating that Carnival Cruise Line would be getting rid of set dining on November 1st. Carnival brand ambassador John Held took to Facebook to ensure guests that traditional dining isn't going anywhere and that they'll continue to offer both traditional and your time dining. Taking a look at the closing bell for Tuesday, Carnival Corporation closed at 61.20, down 29 cents. Norwegian Holding closed at 53.02, down 59 cents. And Royal Caribbean closed at 121.15, down $1.43. Find more stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.